instant later, I fly past the news helicopters and slow myself down a lot so that I'm more or less matching their speed. It's only a matter of time before they notice me and forget about the ho-hum story down on the highway. This time, I remember to switch my super hearing on as I keep flying ahead of them. Soon, my ears are flooded with comments that are practically dripping with astonishment. They can't believe that they are seeing a flying girl. Well, boys, just you wait until you see everything else this bootylicious Uber babe can do. Feeling flirty, I turn and face them as I keep flying backwards. To the reporters, I guess that it's like I'm standing in the air. To me, it's business as usual. I keep listening to their stupefied reactions as I smile first, then give them a casual wink of my long lashes second. In anticipation of what's going to happen, I bring a finger to my eye and then point down at the highway, letting them know that they should pay attention. And then I simply disappear from their sight. A second later, I'm flying 100 feet over the van, slowing myself down even more to keep at its snail's pace. I use my Lindsay vision to look inside, the steel-plated walls suddenly vanishing to reveal the contents of the vehicle. The first thing I notice is the tons of money. God, no wonder the thugs are so interested in it. Scanning my dazzling x-ray eyes a little more, I get a good look at the driver and the guy sitting next to him in the front. They look big and tough. Piece of cake. The guys in the back don't really look any different. One of them seems to be in charge of keeping the two hostages in check, while the other keeps opening the door and shooting some weird, heavy-looking weapon thingy at the police cars giving chase. As I think of what to do, my super amazing mind immediately comes up with a solution. An instant later, I shoot past the van and land gracefully 100 yards ahead of it, smiling confidently as I bring my hands to my sexy-as-hell hips. Thanks to my fantastic eyesight, I can see the driver and passenger look at each other in surprise as soon as they both see me. Predictably, I hear the engine of the van roar as the driver pushes his foot down hard on the accelerator. So they've decided to run me over. Hashtag poor life choices. I wait for them to get to me, which takes like forever. When they finally get close enough, I keep my left hand on my shapely hip as I extend my right arm and open my palm, facing the truck. It contacts me a moment later. Thousands of pounds of American-made steel slam into me with all the momentum of its massive weight and its unbridled speed. I barely even notice it.